AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump's daily virus briefing was disrupted today when a Secret Service agent removed the president from the room. A shooting occurred on a city street near the White House. When the president returned, he was asked if that rattled him.
Do I seem rattled? It's unfortunate that this is a world, but the world's always been a dangerous place.
The president went on to speak about the administration's efforts to help states dealing with the new coronavirus. Many lawmakers are criticizing the president's move to defer Social Security payroll taxes. Democrats say it's a sign that he would be willing to cut the safety net. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Trump's recent executive orders are so unserious in terms of meeting the large needs of America as to be pathetic.
Some Florida schools reopened today. A Georgia high school had to close for disinfection after a number of virus cases. Another child has died in Louisiana from the COVID-related inflammatory syndrome that's killed at least 10 children across the country. The virus spread around the world has reached a new grim milestone, 20 million cases globally, says Johns Hopkins University. A court's ordered the release of the Minneapolis police body cam video that recorded the final moments of George Floyd's life.
I can't breathe.
You're doing fine. You're talking fine.
I can't breathe.
Bystanders implored officers to check Floyd's pulse after he became unresponsive.
Is he breathing right now? Check his pulse.
Floyd died after Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder. Three other officers who were on the scene are charged with aiding and abetting. I'm Mike Gracia.
Electricity's out for tens of thousands in the Midwest after a fierce derecho brought winds over 100 miles an hour. The Prime Minister of Lebanon stepping down after that deadly blast of explosive materials in Beirut. This is AP News. Even though air travel's down this year, the number of guns seized by airport security has gone up.
With air traffic nearing a five-month high, airport security is finding guns in passenger carry-on bags at three times the rate recorded before the pandemic, and 80% of them are loaded. TSA's public appeal to follow gun rules comes the same day that it reported screening of almost 832,000 people on Sunday. That's still down 69% from a comparable Sunday a year ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. employers advertised more jobs in June compared with the previous month, but overall hiring fell. The number of jobs posted jumped 9.6%, suggesting restaurants and bars and stores are bringing back workers at a healthy pace. Cooking show host Rachel Ray has suffered a major fire at her home in upstate New York. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.